All right, this is Matt Quinlan here, and we are here with Robert Malcolm, the voice behind the main character of the new podcast and web series Cursed. Hey, how you doing?
Just freaking nifty. No, I'm doing good, guys.
So, you are the voice for our main character here, of Wade in the series Cursed. How did you first get into voice acting online?
Pretty much, I'm a junkie of all the old radio plays from the 30s and 40s. Back, you didn't have television, was not in the mainstream. So all the entertainment dealt off of having to close your eyes and imagine everything. And the actors of those days were just phenomenal at it. I could so just place myself in what they were doing. And there's a few podcasts out there that can do it with the audio dramas. There's a few podcasts that can do it with, the self-narration things. And I thought, I've listened to some of these guys. They're getting podcast roles, and they've got the energy and enthusiasm of a house plant. There's no way. I'm sure I can do at least as good a job, if not maybe better. So I thought, just tossed my hat in the ring and went from there.
Well, we're definitely glad that you did. Is there any other productions that you've actually been a part of?
Oh God, way, way, way back in ancient times, I've done community theater, some stuff on stage. Other than that, I had a bit part in a Star Trek Excelsior role. And I'm in a couple other podcasts that are currently in production right now. Episodes haven't been released, so I don't know what I can say or can't say about that or not.
So you now you play Wade, the main character of this series, and he's a vampire of sorts. Are you big on the horror and vampires type of stuff, or what kind of stuff do you like out of that?
All right, I love the horror genre, but I like good horror. Like, my main thing about horror, number one, nothing can be sacred. In real life, kids get killed every day. If you're gonna do horror, we might as well go that route with the two, otherwise people aren't gonna be as shocked by it. But I like some of the vampire stuff. I like the old school Nosferatu, some of the newer things like Blade, John Carpenter's vampires, things like that. When you get towards the sparkly kids, and it's not for me. It has its place, but not in my world.
So, I mean, if we were to say what your favorite genre movie is, would that be horror, or is there another one?
It's going to be a toss-up between, either horror or, I don't know, any kind of good psychological thriller, something that keeps you guessing. It depends on my mood. I mean, if I've had a few drinks, no, I don't want to think. I'll sit back and watch Strange Brew or Trailer Park Boys. But, there's everybody has those movies that they come on TV. It doesn't matter what time of day. It doesn't matter what scene it is. You can sit down and watch it. The Matrix, Star Wars, anything like that. Those are my absolute favorites. Huge Star Wars junkie. I know absolutely way too much about the entire Star Wars universe. Love Batman. Got him the emblem tattooed on my arm. But horror, though, overall, horror is going to be my top favorite, especially the really, really good zombie films.
So you mentioned Star Wars. Do you have a favorite Star Wars character? I know this is getting kind of personal with the Star Wars universe, but what's your favorite character out of the whole universe?
Boba Fett.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent choice.
Guys went from being, yes, he is a bounty hunter. People think, oh, he's a scumbag, but he's shown many times that it's just business with him. And he shows later on in the books, he becomes a hero during one massive war where the galaxy is in danger. He liberates thousands of planets. The guy's bad enough without Jedi skills. He's killed God knows how many Jedis on his own, but it's all business. It's not personal.
Let's see here. What about a favorite movie of all time, if you have one?
Oh wow! See that there's it goes in the top five. It depends on my mood and my alcohol content level. Paper Moon, which is it's an old film with Tatum O'Neal from the 70s, which doesn't fit any of the genres just mentioned. However, I'm gonna have to say Empire. Win, kind of. Of course, Monty Python's Quest for the Holy Grail. It's just toss-up. Depends a lot on my mood, though. But the Star Wars are always going to be up there. I love the Matrix series, except for the way they screwed up on the third one. Asking, they posed too many questions at the end. You don't do that at the end of a movie. Don't get me talking movies, dude. I'm a huge, I have a huge collection of stuff, of DVDs, and then now access to Netflix. Oh, it's on.
Now, going back to Cursed with Wade, with a couple of with this new script that you now have in hand, we're working on the new episode, and with the first episode already finishing out. If you had to choose any kind of a character that might remind you of Wade, or a combination of characters you think that Wade might remind you of, to try to get people to recognize who more who Wade is, who would you pick?
I look at him at the beginning of it. The beginning of this episode too, you're seeing Wade with his family, mm-hmm. and everything, and then all the tragedy happens, all the you know what hits the fan, and then Wade comes. He starts to come about, the real Wade. Mm-hmm. I'd look at it as a combination of kind of almost like Batman. Mm-hmm. You know, he starts off with a nice, happy family and everything, just like Bruce Wayne did, and then once it all goes downhill, it's on. The difference, of course, being Bruce Wayne doesn't kill. Mm-hmm. I think he kind of metamorphosizes more into Wolverine. You know, Wade seems like he likes to go from town to town, mm-hmm. getting things done, whereas, you know, Batman wants to stay solitary. So I would say it's a cross between Batman and Wolverine, which right there, you can't go wrong combining those two together.
Yeah, that's kind of the way we're pushing it towards, kind of like the man on the road, vigilante style kind of character.
Oh, and come on, any guy out there, there hasn't been at least one point in their time where they wanted to do the pickup, get on the Harley and do the Easy Rider thing or the Billy Jack thing and just go off and, you know, just mess up some folks that are screwing people over.
Which is exactly what we're going to be seeing soon here.
I get to hurt people.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you again here.
Thanks.
And for all of you out there listening to this, we'd love you to check out Cursed. Check out the website that we have linked to the podcast, as well as downloading the first episode of our podcast. The new one will be out hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month. Depends on how long production actually takes for this. It's quite a bit longer than the first episode, so we hope you enjoy that and expect a lot more coming from this series soon. Thank you, Robert, and it was great talking to you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.